Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you've been with us the last few weeks, you know we've been talking about the weapons of our warfare, and this is from a series that came from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, in verse 16, 17, 18. Nehemiah and his brethren were building the walls of Jerusalem, and they were being attacked by the enemy, the ones who wanted to stop the progress, stop the work of the kingdom, stop the work of the Lord. They came against Nehemiah, and they threatened them, and they tried to lure him out and kill him out into the plain. And so Nehemiah built the wall, and his comrades with him, his brethren with him, built the wall, and they carried a weapon of their warfare in one hand, and in the other hand, they carried an implement of their construction. And so they stayed busy. They stayed with it. They were continually working on the wall, but they were at the same time defending themselves, defending their wives, their families, their people. And so it was an important lesson for us back in those days. And so we also need to rebuild the walls. Sometimes we need to shore up the places where the enemy is coming in and out of our life. And we need to look and see what the enemy is trying to do, the places where he's trying to probe, the places where he's looking for weaknesses. And when we see those places, we need to shore them up, and we keep a weapon of our warfare in one hand, and in the other hand, we keep a trowel, we keep a hammer, we keep the screwdriver, the level, whatever it is that God has put in our hand to do the construction, to do the work. The work goes forward, the work goes ahead, and I'm speaking to some people out there today. You're backsliding, and you're going sideways, or you're maybe not going any direction at all. You're stuck in neutral, and God wants you to keep building. He wants you to stay in the battle. He wants you to stay in the fight. He doesn't want you to retreat in the face of the enemy. He doesn't want you to go backwards. He wants you to keep building, not only for your own spiritual life, but for the benefit of your family, your children, your grandchildren, no matter what age you are or what stage or what place you are in the kingdom, how far advanced you are in the kingdom, how long you've been a believer, or how long you have worked for the Lord. The devil will always try to take you out of your game. The devil will always come against you, and he will try to destroy you. And so as believers and as those who want to see the kingdom move forward, this is going to be an important teaching about the gospel armor and how the gospel armor can protect us from the wiles of the evil one, how the gospel armor can defend us. And the gospel armor ultimately is Jesus Christ. That is what this armor is all about. And there's different pieces that we're going to be talking about. But ultimately, all of these pieces represent Jesus Christ. All of these pieces represent the Godhead, represent the Holy Spirit in our life, represent Father God, because He is our protector. Jesus is our protector. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. And when we incorporate all of everything that the Godhead has for us, the wisdom, the knowledge, the strength, the power, the confidence, the boldness, the power to move forward and the power to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in our life, what He has spoken over us, when we rely on God, when we rely on Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we are going to be successful in rebuilding the walls of our lives. We're going to be successful in defending our villages, our cities, our nation from the attacks of the evil one. And so this gospel armor, ultimately, keep this in mind, is all about Jesus Christ and His love for us, His protection for us, His wisdom and His knowledge to guide us. And when you rely on Jesus, seek Him first and His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. When you rely on Jesus, you cannot fail. Nothing will be impossible for you, and you will be able to rebuild the walls, or build the walls if you're just a baby believer. You're going to be able to build the walls and keep the devil out of your life, and you're going to be able to build for the kingdom and move forward in what God has called you to do. Well, in Ephesians 6, verse 10, let's look at that passage of Scripture, and we'll see what the Lord has to say for us here in Ephesians 6:10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, let me stop right there and say that the devil is always scheming against you. Every plan that God has for you, the devil has a counter plan. It doesn't matter where you are, how old you are, how far you're advanced in the kingdom. It doesn't matter if you're a baby believer or a very mature Christian. The devil has a plan against you, and the wiles that Paul speaks about here, the wiles of the evil one, are the plans and the strategies of the evil one that the evil one has against us. And he has a plan against each and every one of us. These plans involve sending his cohorts, the demons, to attack you, to attack your family, to attack your children. His plan involves tracking your family for generations so that he knows the weaknesses, he knows where he can probe and be successful in your weaknesses. And so these wiles or these plans and these strategies of the evil one, we have to be aware of them, we have to be wary of them, and know that we have to be defended. We have to have the gospel armor on ourselves, on our spiritual body, on our physical body, on our soul. We have to have the gospel armor in place in order to be able to deal with the wiles of the evil one, so that we can successfully defend ourselves, defend our family. If you're a father or a mother and you have children and you have a wife and you are called to defend them, you're called to be their protector. And so the wiles of the evil one are what we are looking out for and what we are defending ourselves against today. Paul goes on to say why this is so important. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then in verse 13, he says, therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Well, let's go back and look at verse 12. Paul says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Understand this, beloved, that we are in a battle. You are in a battle. I'm in a battle. Our battle isn't against flesh and blood. It's not against your wife. It's not against your husband. It's not against your teenager. It's not against your boss. Our battle is against the rulers of darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the powers and principalities. And these are all demonic entities that work for the devil. They're all demonic entities. They were cast down out of heaven with the devil when he was cast down. The Bible tells us that a third of the stars in heaven, that is a third of the angels, were cast down when the devil was cast down. And this is the demonic horde. This is the demonic kingdom. And there is a hierarchy in the demonic kingdom. It starts with the lowest demons that attack us, that attack you and our families. And it goes on from powers and principalities, that is principalities over certain regions, over the city that you're in, over the village that you're in, over the nation of America, over the nation of Kenya, wherever these principalities reside. They reside to bring destruction and death and all that goes with that, mayhem, chaos, disobedience to God, rebellion towards God. They bring all of that into that nation, and they bring that into your family. They bring that into your life. And so these powers and principalities, rulers of darkness and spiritual forces of wickedness, represent the hierarchy or the chain of command in the devil's kingdom. And beloved, if you doubt this, if you don't believe this is right, if you don't believe this is true, I'm sorry for you, but it's just as real as the chair you're sitting on, assuming you're sitting on a chair. If you're standing, it's just as real as the floor you're standing on today. The devil's hierarchy and the invisible world, the invisible kingdom, all of these things that come from the devil and from the devil's kingdom are just as real as the seen world, and these are the entities that we have to battle with on a daily basis. And though, yes, they operate through your boss, they operate through your wife, your husband, your children, there may be somebody randomly that comes into your life to steal, kill, and destroy. All of these entities operate through human beings, but their behavior and their motivations are motivated by these demonic entities. And so Paul says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We're in a battle. Those of you that watch wrestling or have wrestled in your life, you know what a battle wrestling is. It's just you and that other opponent, your opponent, out there on the mat. And you know it's a knockdown, drag out. Well, sometimes you get an easy match, but most of the time it's a knockdown, drag out. Sometimes your nose gets bloodied. Sometimes your ribs get cracked. Sometimes you break a bone or your lip gets split. It's not always pretty. It's sometimes very ugly. And that's the way it is when we are in a battle with the enemy. Sometimes it's very bloody. It's sometimes in a spirit realm, it's bloody. It's a tussle. It's extremely exhausting. It's tiring and it's relentless. And the devil is persistent. He wants to take you out. He wants to destroy you. He wants to break up your family. He wants to take your children away from you. And he can do that in many, many ways. He has many strategies, many tactics through music, television, through social media, many different ways. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, devil uses all of these things to take us away from God's kingdom, to take us away from our building the walls in our life and moving forward in the kingdom of God. And so Paul says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against these demonic entities. And then Paul says, therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Well, you see Paul mentions several times there to stand. And you know, as a livestock owner, when an animal gets down, it's very hard to get them back up. When a cow gets down or a horse gets down, it's a lot of times a precursor to death, and so they always try to get them back up. It's the same way for us. When a boxer goes down, he's in big trouble. When you are standing against the enemy, when you get up each day and you stand and you say, I'm making a stand for my family, I'm making a stand for my children, I'm making a stand for my church, for the kingdom of God. And when you do that, the devil then is being put on notice that you are marking out your territory for the kingdom, and you are going to fight, and you're going to engage him in the battle, and you're not going to back down, you're not going to run. And when you stand, then you've made a statement to the devil that you're ready to go forward, that you are going to establish the kingdom of God in the territory that you have been given authority over. And so Paul says, be able to withstand in the evil day. Well, I think we can all be in agreement that this is the evil day. I think there's no doubt about that. But the bad news is, it's going to get a lot more evil in the days ahead. The bad news is, the darkness is going to get much darker, and the darkness is going to envelop the whole land. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue is going to be deceived. The devil is going to try to lure people away from their salvation, lure people away from the kingdom, and he will succeed. If we don't stand, he'll succeed. If we are not steadfast and we are not covered with the gospel armor, he'll succeed in tearing people away from the kingdom. You see this every day. People fall prey to the devil and get trapped in alcohol addiction or in drug addiction or pornography, or their families split up. And there's a lot of different ways, again, that the devil comes against us, and his strategies are unending. But we have to be prepared to stand in the evil day. And again, I will repeat, as the days of Jesus' return draw near, the days are going to get darker. They're going to get more evil. But the good news is, the light is going to shine brighter. The light of Jesus Christ is going to shine brighter. And in the end days, the light of Jesus will be easy for people to see who are trapped in darkness. It will be easy for people to see if that is what they are looking for, if that is what they are searching for. And if you are out there today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're listening today and you're searching and you're wondering, does God have a plan for you? Does God know you? Does he even know who you are? Does he love you? I can tell you for certain today, I can give you full assurance today, God knows who you are. He knows your trials. He knows your struggles. He knows what you're going through. And he is there for you today. He loves you. He's speaking through my voice here today. He loves you. No matter where you are, you may be sitting in prison or in a jail cell, or you may be trapped in drug addiction or in pornography. Your family may be breaking up on the rocks, but I can tell you, God loves you. He has a plan for you, and He wants to see you victorious. He wants to see you in the evil day. He wants to see you defeat the plan that the enemy has for you. Okay, so we're going to look at the pieces of the gospel armor. And there's several pieces here. And again, each one of these pieces represent an aspect of Jesus Christ and represent an aspect of God and His Word in our life. And so we can know that when we are following Jesus with all of our heart and we are submitting ourselves to the Lord Jesus, that we are going to be putting on the gospel armor. And you can even go through the motions each day, just like you dress, getting ready for work. No matter what kind of work you have to have a specific kind of dress. And so it is when you are in the spiritual battle. You can go through the motions of putting Jesus on. You can put Him on each and every day when you get up in the morning and say, I need to cover myself, Lord, with the gospel armor. I'm going to put it on. I'm going into my prayer closet, and I'm going to cover myself up with the pieces of the gospel armor, and God will be faithful and true to cover you up and to protect you and to give you wisdom in your battle against the evil one. Well, verse 14, Paul says, having girded your waist with truth, and so this is the belt of truth that goes around our waist. And of course, we know that the truth is Jesus Christ. He is the truth against all lies of mankind. He is the truth in every situation. We can look to Him for what is true, and we can look to His Word because His Word is truth, and His Word is a lamp unto our feet. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And so Jesus is the truth again in every situation. He is the truth against every other world religion. He is not a religion. A relationship with Jesus Christ and getting under the covering and the blood of Jesus Christ is the truth that surpasses all other truth. He is the name above every name. He's the name above sickness, the name above death, the name above poverty. He is the name that releases us into freedom. And He also said in John 8:32, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that truth will set you free. It will set you free into your destiny, into your highest purpose. It will release in you a revelation of why you were born, what you're doing here on this earth, why you're here. All of these things then will become known to you, and it will release you into freedom to be able to do that which God has called you to do. So Jesus is the belt of truth. And then Paul says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, that breastplate of righteousness was strapped on over their organs, over their heart, over their chest, and covered all of their internal organs, and it protected them from arrows and spears that were lunged at them towards their internal organs. And the breastplate of righteousness guards our heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart, or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And so your heart is very, very special. You know, when you have a heart to do something, you do it with passion. When you have a heart to love, you love somebody with passion. And your heart is where the issues of life come out of. And all of the things in life spring forward out of your heart. And so it is important to protect your heart. Guard your heart. Don't give your heart just to anybody. Be careful who you align with, who you come into agreement with, and what issues you stand for and what issues you speak up for. Be careful, because when you guard your heart, then you're guarding those issues of life. And so it is important, when the Word of God gets hidden in our heart, it's important then that we bring forward that Word of God to counter the attacks of the enemy, to counter when people attack us. We can know, because that Word of God is hidden in our heart, we can know that the Word of God then counsels us. The Word of God, in a way, is our conscience. The Word of God then also gives us wisdom and knowledge on how to defend ourselves and how to move forward in the battle against the enemy. Paul goes on to say in verse 15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so we put the shoes of the gospel of peace upon our feet. And we know that Jesus Christ gives us peace in John 14, verse 27. He said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid, or let it be fearful. And so the peace of God, that peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, if you don't have that peace in your life, you need to come to the Lord. If you're full of anxiety, if you're full of despair and depression, and you're anxious about everything, you're full of fear, you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. You don't have that peace that comes when you put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. And as a Christian, when you go into a situation that is full of chaos and rioting and mayhem, you should be able to bring peace into that situation, speak wisdom into that situation, and that peace of the Lord Jesus will protect you, will guard you. That peace will give you the ability to sleep well at night. And so Paul says here also in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto the Lord. And he says in verse 7, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And verse 16, Paul goes on to say, above all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Well, that shield of faith goes in front of us. We hold it out there on our arm in front of us. That shield defends us from all the fiery darts of the evil one. Well, what is faith? Faith has to go ahead of us. You have to believe. You did believe for your salvation. You have to believe that God wants you to move forward and he'll open up doors for you. But you have to step forward through those doors with faith. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for those that come to him must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so God rewards you when you exercise your faith, and when you have faith, you're acknowledging that God is important in your life. When you have faith and you step forward and you depend on that faith to take you to the next place, even though you can't see it, you know God is going to be there. Even though you can't see it, you know that God is going to protect you there. And so faith goes ahead of us, and that is the shield of faith. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the conviction of things not seen. And so we believe for things that we haven't seen yet. As Christians, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And so you can believe for blessings in your life, you can believe for prosperity, you can believe for God to open up doors that you haven't seen him open yet. And as you believe and you step out in faith to believe for those things, God will be there to provide for you everything that he wants you to have. And then in verse 17, take up the helmet of salvation. That is to protect your mind. The battlefield is in your mind. The devil comes to you with thoughts, and he tries to get your mind distracted. He tries to get you to start thinking thoughts that are in agreement with the demonic kingdom and not in agreement with God's word. And so these thoughts then become a battleground. The place of your mind becomes a battleground between the kingdom of God, that which is honorable, that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is holy, compared to the devil, which is he wants to take your mind down a road of death and destruction. And so it starts with each and every thought that is in the mind. Romans 12:2 says, we do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so God wants your mind renewed. He wants your mind transformed and not be conformed to this world, because this world is the world of the enemy. It's the world of the devil. And so as you dwell on that which is of God and dwell on godly thoughts, then God will give you victory in the battleground of the mind. And in verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so we need to read the Word. We need to memorize the Word. We need to take it into our heart. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, and even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the Word of God is very powerful. You need to read His Word every day. You need to hide that word in your heart, memorize that word, and rely on that word. And so the word will set you free, the word will heal you, and the word will give you wisdom and light your path. And so this is the gospel armor. We need to put it on every day. It's Jesus Christ. We need to incorporate it into every aspect of our life. And I'll be talking a little bit more about it next week. But this is the armor that Paul talks about. And beloved, I pray that you would have it on you each and every day. I pray that you ask the Lord to cover you up with it. If you don't feel like you're covered now, ask the Lord. If anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask the Lord, and the Lord will give it to him without reproach. And so you ask the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your prayers. I ask you to pray for me, and I ask you to also come alongside this ministry and support us with your donations, with your check. If you appreciate this radio broadcast, if you appreciate the other things that we are doing in Africa, the children's home and the orphanage, the preaching ministry, if you would come alongside and support this ministry, you will be blessed, the kingdom will be blessed, and we can move forward as God would have us to do. Stay tuned for contact information. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.